Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Your results are a direct reflection of the depth of your relationships. It's not how many hands you shake. It's not how many followers you have. It's certainly not how many DMs you send. But it really is all about how deeply people know you, trust you, and believe in you. That is what I call relationship capital. I am Jacqueline Strominger, and I am here to share with you all about relationship capital, connecting boldly, and winning big. So I want you to think about something, and it's a question. How many of you are exhausted by cold outreach, as I call it, pitch slapping, that sort of feels gross, all those spam texts, the online selling that really actually goes nowhere? Who's with me on this, right? We are bombarded every day with the social ads, the email sequences, the automated DMs that pretend to be personal. And trust me, I know about those personalized emails. I used to be in consumer marketing and magazine publishing, and we were so excited when we could actually send a letter with someone's name personalized on it. Like, ooh, cool, we're doing something really cool. It's a personal message from us. We all know it's direct mail or direct spam. Everybody is chasing numbers and followers. Open rates. And I just, it's yuck, right? The yuck. And here's the part that kills me. The results and what we need to do are right in front of us. The one thing that moves the needle, it's something that's already in the palm of your hand. It's your phone. But not the way you think. Using your phone as an actual phone. Or a direct reach, the direct text, the real conversation. Real conversations move the needle. I was on a call the other day, and one of my colleagues said she was filling up her workshop. It's a 6-week program. And the one thing that worked, not the funny messages, not the funny videos, not the social posts. It was the direct messages she made to people she knew that were already in her system, in her CRM, people that had taken a free course or had been in one of her programs. They came, she spoke to them, they gave her referrals, she filled her program. I have my client, Della, when we first started working together, she was stuck. She was this great product. And I asked her, how many people are you directly connecting with? Well, it was kind of like zero. And once we started directly reaching out and connecting with people, and yes, some of them for her were cold calls, but it was the repeated messaging. She's having an absolutely banner kick-ass week right now. I mean, she just messaged me yesterday just saying, she's like, I've got more sales. My business is growing. It's zero, you know, to 60 in 3 seconds by taking the time to actually outreach directly with intention. It's that quality over quantity, and it is going to win every single time. the leaders and the professionals and the entrepreneurs who are winning big are not necessarily the ones with the biggest list, but they have the deepest relationships and they start the real conversations. So I want to share a little bit about how I got to this point of really knowing that real relationships drive success and help you win big. So a little personal, I grew up completely insecure, like the most insecure human being. Was really should have been my first name. When I was born, I was a preemie. So if you don't know anything about prematurity, your eyes and your lungs are the last developed. So my eyes were crossed. My left eye went in, my right eye was straight. When I was six, I had surgery. And as over time, my right eye started to do that wall eye. So I could be talking to you and you'd do this. You'd be like, is she looking at me? You look at me. Yes, I'm looking at you. And besides being cross-eyed, my nose was ginormous. I mean, it had its own zip code, you know, and everybody knew my nose before they got to know me. And if you think, Jacqueline, seriously, your nose could not have been that big. Let me just give you a little example. My tongue used to go on top of my nose, like literally on top of it. It's not going anywhere on top of my nose. I will say I feel badly for my son because he did that same thing yesterday. His tongue can actually touch his nose. But the point really is that I grew up so insecure. I was teased relentlessly as a kid. And I found my people in adults. I was so comfortable around adults. They weren't so judgy. And because I was so comfortable and working around and being around adults, I spent a lot of time with my parents. And I watched my parents build relationships. My parents were manufacturers' representatives, so they sold lots of different products to different big companies and businesses. I'll date myself here a little bit. You know, handbags, leather goods to Jordan Marsh, Filene's. Yeah, they don't exist really anymore. But that was, and those were the people who were there, the people that they sold to. And we would take our samples after the end of the season and we would sell them at trade events and flea markets. And I got to work those flea markets and learn how to sell, learn how to bring people into the booth, learn how to make connections. And it was so lifting for me because I wasn't being judged by those teenagers that were supposed to be my peers. You know, teenagers are horrible, or they can be. But this was my classroom. And, you know, I had my bat mitzvah, and I think back to this now, and I always think back to all the people that were there. I would say 90% of the people that were in that, you know, in the party and at the temple with us, guess what? They were my parents' business associates, but they were also my parents' friends. So I learned early on that building relationships really matter. And so, no, I should say, I always kind of kid around about this. I do think actually when I think about it, maybe my dad invited everybody for the write-off, but seriously, sales came naturally because relationship building was in my DNA. But here's a problem that I ended up having. I carried this insecurity with me through college, into adulthood. And even as I became successful, I learned to perform to cover up that insecurity. And I shook a ton of hands. I made loads of connections. I mean, I connected boldly. I was in magazine publishing and I needed to connect and sell to big magazine publishers. So what did I do? I reached out to the presidents and the CEOs, never even questioned it. But I always wore my armor. Because here was the thing, if I didn't let anybody in, I couldn't be rejected like I was when I was a teenager. But here's something that I didn't understand. And it took me a little while to understand this, and I will share what got me there, is that surface connections will equal limited results. Yes, you can be busy, you can have transactions, but you will not be transformational, and it will not be transformational for your business. You will not build the trust that will last. You will not build that trust that will make people stop and say, oh, I know Jacqueline, I know Leon, I know Michael, to refer to those people. You need to build relationships. So for me, everything changed when I actually stepped into network marketing, like a lot of people here. I mean, you just heard Jim. He just talked about network marketing and getting in that business. I always say it's you know, personal development wrapped around a product. For me, network marketing, I was terrified to call a person who was my peer. All those insecurities from my childhood were coming flooding back in. And thankfully, I actually was working with a coach, and we actually came up with this great process. First and foremost, I had to become the CEO of me. And I actually have a whole separate course that I talk about becoming the CEO of you. But I also made everybody else a CEO. So I was talking to businesses. I wasn't talking to a person anymore. I was talking to the business. And I was able to really take my shield down and get super comfortable. I learned to open up. I learned to listen differently and show up as myself. And I cannot begin to tell you the relationships that deepened and the opportunities that expanded. Just the doors were opening. I am currently a co-author of a book, Charting True North. And I share this because it's becoming a co-author started with me being on a podcast. And then it was the relationship that was built after the podcast with the podcast host, Damien. We started connecting. And next thing you know, we have written a book. And now we're going to license the product. This stage, speaking here, came from a connection. I have a brand new client, absolutely amazing. She has an incredible product, vegan cinnamon buns and donuts. If you want one, just message me and I'll find a way to get them to you. But they are so good. But it came from a referral from somebody that knows me, trusts me, and believes in me. And I want to share with you one other little story about building relationships and why it's so important to take that step to be intentional. I am an East Coast girl. I grew up on the East Coast. I never lived past the Mississippi. But in 2018, after really redefining and working through being the CEO of me, I made the decision with my husband that we needed to make a move and make a change. And that change ended up being Reno, Nevada, right? East Coast, Boston, Reno. People think, what? Yeah. Well, we came out here literally May 31st, Memorial Day weekend in 2018. What do you know about a place and a weekend? Not that much, but we decided we were going to make a move. And I kid you not, we came home June 1st. August 1st, we were rolling across the country to Reno, Nevada. Now, I had a great business back on the East Coast, and I kept thinking, I'm so excited. I'm going to be able to start you know, in a whole new area. But I was also terrified because I knew nobody, like zero people, zippo, not a one. Well, I knew my realtor, but I didn't know anybody. So as the wheels turn by every mile across the country, I mapped out a plan. And I found a lunch that was going to be on Friday of August. I think it was like the 10th or the 9th. And we were supposed to get into Reno on Tuesday night. The moving van was supposed to show up on Wednesday. I'd have two nights in my new house. I'll be right. I'll be good. Well, you know, Murphy's Law. Moving van doesn't show up on time. And they actually show up on Thursday. I have the first night in my new house on Thursday night. Find out Friday when I go to take my first shower that we don't have any hot water, so I take a cold shower. But I get myself to this event. And I set my intention of meeting five people, just five. We're not talking about meeting everybody, but five specific connections. And yes, it was one of those networking events where you do go around the room and you share what you are. I didn't actually share my business. I got up and I said, I'm Jacqueline Stoneminger and I am brand new to Reno, Nevada. I'm 2 days in and I'm looking to make connections. I went home from that event and I did my two steps. I connected with them on social media and then I sent each of those five people a text saying, so great to meet you. Let's get together. And then I did two steps again 2 days later if I hadn't heard from them. And even if I did, it was a note to say, again, I'm so grateful to meet you. And that started building relationships, investing in the connection and learning about people. It's not about the chase. And here's the funny thing about this. In December of that year, my business was just humming along and doing great. And literally within a year, well, let's say a year and 2 months, I did something that I didn't think I was going to be able to do. And that was hit the top of the comp plan. Absolutely amazing. All by building relationships. I used to have, well, I still do. I have people that come up to me in Reno that say, and people in Reno know everybody in Reno. They say to me, you know more people than I do, and I grew up here. It's all about building that relationship capital that compounds over time. It's bold actions that you can take without pitching immediately. It's starting that conversation. When you connect with clarity and confidence, you connect boldly and you win big. So as I was developing and growing this business, I developed a framework for building relationship capital. And there are three pillars to this framework. Relationship capital is an equation. The way I look at it, relationship capital equals the people that you know times the actions. And you need to think that every person carries on average 500 active relationships. I mean, that's, we're talking with social media now. It used to be 250, but 500, I mean, lots of people have lots of connections. But here's the thing, one intentional connection is a connection that can open 500 doors and compound. So here are the three pillars of that relationship capital formula and framework. Number one, clarity of identity. Jim just talked about clarity. You cannot build meaningful relationships if you don't know who you are and what you stand for. You will dilute every room you walk into without knowing who you are. You need to know who you are and what you stand for. Because when you know who you are and what you stand for, you can separate yourself from the other people who are in your same profession. It's what will attract people to you. The second pillar is that intentional connection. When we are out there networking, it's not about collecting all the contacts and the business cards. It's about that intentional connection. Know your network. Know who you want to build relationships with. Because when you know your network, you can easily refer somebody to somebody you know. When you know who you want to network with, you're intentionally meeting people with purpose. And then we need to do the one thing that a lot of people forget, and that's the follow-up. We need to have that consistent action. Follow-up. I call it the two steps to yes. It's not just after the event. Yes, it is the call you want to make after the event. It's the note, though, that you send when you don't need anything. It's an introduction that you offer with no expectation. You know, some of my strongest relationships span over 30 years, and it's revenue that is not being chased. And by making these strong connections, you're building trust. And here's the beautiful thing. Guess what the byproduct of trust is? Revenue. I'm going to say that again. The byproduct of trust is revenue. One of my deepest friends, you know, we love referring people back and forth, but it's been happening over 30 years. So I want you to think right now, your bold move starts today. Think, who have you been meaning to reach out to? Who do you need to connect with? Who is the person that you truly want to have as a client? Reach out to them, not to pitch, not to sell, just to connect. Pick up the phone, send the personal note, and make the introduction. The most powerful asset you will ever build is your relationships. I want you to do me a favor. I want you today to make that bold action. And then in the next breakout, I want you to come and find me, connect with me. Not because I want to pitch you, because that is how you win big. I want to build the connection with you. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, and I want to help you leap to your greatest success and be unstoppable and build great relationship capital. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.